And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Cover-Up.
And I came to the office this morning on my desk, the 2GB 4BC Summer Partnership 2017-2018. But my main concern was the front photograph. Levy and Aaron Mullen. So immediately I thought, hello.
Why is Levy smuggling a spare tyre under his chin?
Anyway, there they are.
I think he should do himself a favour and get himself off the front cover. I think this will be a bunny's feet. If they did drop it, I thought it went backwards. I thought Wade Graham had the best crack at that, and I think he was the only one to knock it on. But what would I know? I'm just an expert.
The one iron, we have 5 breaks an hour, right? So I lose count of how many breaks we've had. So we've had 2, as it turns out. So I've held 3 fingers up there for about 30 seconds, and he's waving back to me, and I think I'm waving. He's feeding as the IQ of a kumquat. He's finally waking up to the fact that I'm saying, we've got 3 breaks. And so he nods. He goes, yeah, 3 breaks. Well, take one of them, you buffhead.
Just on Levy, I'd like to know your opinion of it. When you look back, you know, you're sitting in your office there, and see Levy walk past and you have a conversation with him. Do you just see yourself in him?
Size?
Do you see any...
Physically?
No, I'm talking about similarities on air. Young Hadley.
He sees a lot of you in him.
Well, let me just say...
There's a lot of you in him.
Yeah. He idolises you.
Let me just say that he is a very, very hard worker.
Okay. He grows another head when you speak to him, Ray. He's just he's a different man, you know?
Anyway, your sarcasm collectively is lost on me.
There is a difference.
He's doing particularly well, okay?
But you had a family then. Like, you had a wife and children and stuff like that. He's got
that
nothing.
Went well.
No, the old days.
Thanks, Aaron. That worked out particularly well. Thanks for reminding me.
Sorry.
And Cronk gets it on to Munster. Munster decides to have a crack on his own. He's lost his shorts. That's a very cheeky look. I tell you what, he hasn't been in the sun for a while.
I hope this isn't going to interfere with your new role on the network.
What is it?
No, nothing's going to
right up over the wicket, in he comes.
You've taken over from Levy.
Wait a minute. No, I haven't taken over from anyone.
Taking money out of his job.
There was a discussion.
He's trying to feed his family. Oh, wait, no, hold on. He's on his own.
He's been doing a bit of...
Won't help him get a family.
Excuse me.
David, don't be smutty.
Whiten sprints down the left side of the field. Lovely hands for Cotry. Cotry puts a grubber kick in. Flying to the line. Back there, Munster. Oh, Munster, you'll get a run for Arsenal from my point of view. How did he get back and do that?
You're the first member of the Continuous Call Team in 15 years to actually ring someone before we come on air and find out how they are.
No, I just sent him a text. Oh. I just said, hey, Sam, on the way into work, can I grab an injury update from you, please?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And he wrote back, and always I read his text like his accent. He said, oh, hello, mi horte. I'm Dort Spire.
He's a pirate.
He's an Irish pirate. Ahoy, mi horte.
Daryl, just a quick question. I was thinking about you shaving the pig.
A pig, not the pig here, a pig.
Yeah,
not me.
We shave against the grain.
Let's go, big man.
I can't think of a pig being... I thought pigs didn't have hair.
Thinking about pork belly, what's that?
The toilet... I did just fall off my chair, but I am okay, I promise.
Do you know what my favourite part is? That I actually said, I'm okay, I promise. As if anyone cares. Woo!